October 13th, 2009, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Ta-da!
From Pedro's show. Started off with John Coltrane and Duke Ellington doing Take the Coltrane. And then Gaze X and the Mommy Men with RX Rock and Roll. It's a rainy Tuesday here in Pedro. I'm at my pad by myself. And, well, we lost another big member of the team this show here, this Watt from Pedro show. I'm dedicating to the memory of Brendan Mullen, who incidentally played drums there on that Mommy Man song, Geza. Brendan was a cat who started the Mask in Hollywood in 77. That's where the Hollywood punk scene started. And he's a good friend, you know. I met him just by going to gigs, and the way the scene was, just anybody could talk to anyone, you know. It was a small scene, and Brendan, very interesting man, and always had an ear for me and would talk to me about bands and music and culture and whatever was trippy. And all through the years, since old days, he was always there, you know, approachable. He'd call me on the phone. He wrote some books on the old scene, on the Germs. He'd call me up. The last thing, he was doing a picture book for the Chili Peppers. I last saw him a little while ago at a Matoka Honda gig, and we were talking about things, talking about health for one thing, and how it's important for us less younger people to be healthy. A stroke got him just out of nowhere. You know. Oh boy. It's kind of difficult for me. I know as you get less younger, the odds of losing people go up, but I never get used to it. And, you know, Brendan always had this idea. He wanted to get in the studio with me. Play drum. He was a drummer, you know. Jam. Or he wanted to be like a producer and mix me with different people and create situations, see what would happen. sort of his version of the wrestling record, like I did with Bah Hog or Tugboat a number of years ago. Man, and now there's no time. You know how that feeling is. Regret. Or it's one reason why I got a lot of stuff in the pipeline now. I'm trying to record as much as I can. Oh, music. Music's a strong thing. Let's play some.
Sure. I got my brain made of broiler from eye buckets of sun. Bounced off the river, the east bank.
Thank you. sleeping clock. Look at the time and do it again. Stitch up my parts, bury the rest, dig a hole, fill a hole. Now that you're done, do it again. Now that you're done, do it again.
From Pedro Show. first heard In Your Town Without You. It's Mike Watt in the Congo Square Project. That's what Fabian the Cat putting it together called it. But it was me coming in with a poem of mine, In Your Town Without You, or this blues groove they had going, and it's going a benefit CD to get proceeds for New Orleans and the rebuild that's still going on there. And then something he did with a guy named Captain Crab called Do It Again. Finally, Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds with Rare as the Yeti. Yeah, big respect to Fabian for doing that, Proj. And Kid Congo Powers, I got to play with him. Well, share the stage with him and my second man Saturday in Orange County. Man, was he great. A cat from the old days, he's smoking, had a smoking band. Bass player named Kiki that was kicking it. I mean, he was incredible. Slamming drummer, too. Guy named Stu on guitar and keyboards. I can't remember the drummer's name, but man, what guy was that guy good? The whole band was. They were smoking. And Kid, you know, he's got a guitar style that's wow. He played in the Gun Club. He played in the Cramps and with Nick Cave's Bad Seeds and his own stuff. He's just something else. He's living in D.C. now, but he's originally from here, or SoCal, I think El Monte, or somewhere inland. But man, it just put me up so much to see him rocking it, you know? yeah, digging it big time. And then Pete and Jer had to work all day on the docks. But they were, you know, infused. They blew it up. They played so good. I'm having to do all my local gigs now, mainly with my second man, because Tom and Raul are out with Lou Barlow and the Missing Man, on tour. I can't wait to see that. I want to see Lou and my guys putting together something for, I don't know, early March, Missing Man with Tokyo Band Light, some West Coast gigs, because they've never been. Last May was first 5 U.S. gigs they ever did, and it was New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Detroit, which probably is very interesting for them as a view of the U.S., which, you know, I'm way into. Give them a look-see like that, and they played their asses off it. They're a great band. Great cats. Hakinari Nobuyuki, Brother June, and Kozo. Big respect to them. And their man, Kazuto. So, I know for sure on the 31st of December, last day of the year, I'm going to play in Tokyo. They're going to put together another Wejamikano mini festival, Wejamikano 2009, and I'm looking forward to that. A few days later, I'm going to record the second Brother Sister Daughter album with Nels Klein, Mishuko, Mr. Shimmy. Thinking about Brendan, you know, I was thinking of the phone calls. You know, he'd call me up and we'd get talking. Problem with the old days is hard to remember, so, but Brendan's memory's pretty good, you know. So, he'd chase down, you know, by chasing down, I mean, you know, talk out, you know, what was going on. Because you gotta remember, in the old days, we didn't think of future so much. You know, it was all in the now. So there's not really a lot of documenting. And then stuff, it seems it does come up. It gets kind of sifted through the confusion filter. But Brendan had it pretty well on, you know. I'd always listen, you know, very attentive to him. And I loved his perspectives, you know. He had good theories about things, why they happen. Not so much being an authority, it's just perspective and stuff, but he was open-minded enough to take in a lot of stuff. I know there was a debate, I think, with Metal Mike from the Samoans, and I don't know, Reverend Norb was talking to me about an online quote debate unquote he got with Brendan over you know, the importance of the angry Samoans versus the weirdos, and it's trippy stuff like that. But all done and said, he's a vibrant force, and he did not live in the old days, you know, just for circumstance had him out a lot of his life then. But his life was still in the now, too. And like, I remember he saw a second man gig at the Shitting Factory, and talking to me after. He was talking Prague, you know. Well, he saw the second opera, you know, 9 long songs, so. But I never dismissed anything he said. I always thought about it and stuff. And, you know, I just treasured his thoughts. All his opinions were valid for me because they were springboards for my thoughts to go beyond her from where I might have laid them to rest a little bit. So, I'm much indebted to Mr. Brendan Mullen for keeping my mind fire lit every time I got to share thinking with him. It was great. More music. Some stuff from Italy.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. Some stuff from Italy. First thing we heard was a couple bands from Genoa. Started off with Oh My Hungry Self by Carta Vetro. I did a poem that they wrote, in fact. So I just did the spiel for a song of theirs called We Need Time. I've played it on the show before. And then after that, but I'm not on this tune. That's them. They're a power trio, Genoa. Then we heard Rice on the Record. And that's me on the bass there. A song called Fake Smile, and they asked me to play bass guitar, so I put it on there, and that's even my own little weird mix for it. And I could hear like three kind of distinct parts there, so I tried to do like foot pedals for the first part, bass on organ or tar's pedals. Then I tried to do like a Jamie Bell style bass for the second. And then a hard walking thing for the end. And for the very end, I overdubbed a distorted a lead bass. So, nice cats. Apollo from Rice on the Record. And Say from Carta Vetro. I don't get to go to Genoa this time. This time meaning November 21st to December 5th, I go to Italy to play with Stefano Paglia and Andrea Belfi, who we heard next. Both them cats. Well, I know Stefano's out of Bologna. I think Andrea is too. Although Stefano is originally from Genoa. And we heard Andrea Belfi with Come Un Giorno Part 2. And then Stefano Paglia with Present Tension. Looking forward very much to collaborating with both these Fratelli, my Italiano Fratelli, and I'm cooking up some tunage right now on the bass to bring to them, and likewise on the drums and guitar. Also, Stefano wants to do some double bass stuff, so very interesting. And to make an album, too. We got 6 gigs. And which towns are those? Cesena, Roma, Bologna, Torino, Firenze. My memory a little bit here. And then Padova. So it's been a while. It's been 4 years, 4.5 years since I've been to Italy. I mean, besides playing with Stooges, I did a few gigs with them there. And, you know, my mom, her people are from there, so it's kind of a reconnect somehow down the DNA line. And the great thing about music, transcend certain kinds of separations. And I'm way into it. It's the end of the first hour of the October 13, 2009 edition of the Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour 2. October 13th, 2009 It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Pearls hang down in
Watt from Pedro Show. Start out the second hour with a band from the late 70s, New York City scene, called DNA. And that was a tune of theirs called Detached. There was two different versions of DNA. The first one was Otto Lindsay, Ikoe Mari, and Robin Crutchfield. Robin played the organ. He left the band to start his own band, Dark Day. And replacing him was Tim Wright from Perubu on the bass. And so the first singles got Robin, but all the recordings of DNA after that feature Tim Wright, who I think retired from music after DNA. Yeah. Tim Wright, Cleveland cat, yeah, from the early Perubu, before Tony Mamone joined, brother Tony on the bass. They had Tim. I guess him and Tom Herman would switch off guitar and bass. Or as Tony used to tell me, no one in Perubu at first really wanted to rock the bass. But Tony took care of that. I got to get over to New York City to finish my third opera, The Missing Men. Tom and Raul put on their parts. I got to put on the bass, mix it. I didn't want to record it with him because third opera's 30 little songs, and I didn't want it to sound too much like the Minuteman, so I thought, well, remove the only Minuteman. It was a theory of mine. Let's see if it works. They played really well together, though. And can't wait to play bass with Brother Tony sitting next to me there in the control room, huh? And then we heard three songs from people in DNA after the band. That's Arlo Lindsay with Illuminated. And then we heard Take It Easy by Ikoe Mori. She's done a lot of collaborations since, some with Kim Gordon, even. Then we heard Witchin' and Walkin' by Robin Crutchfield. He moved on to, like, toy harps and toy pianos, and I think he wrote a book of fairy tales. And very interesting how life leads you down the paths to where you're going. You know, one band Brendan Mullen was in the old days was How Negro and the Satin Tones, and that was kind of a lounge sound, old punk days. He also played in Gaze's Mummy Men, which was pretty trippy band. I saw him in some other bands, too. I remember, I don't think there was any recordings, but Arthur J and the Gold Cups. Arthur J's that cat you see in that Devo video. I can't remember. Was it Jaco Homo or Toaster Boy? Or he had this wild dance, you know, that they used. The guy with the spike hair and dancing, leaping around and stuff. His name was Spaz, I think, his nickname. And he had a band, Arthur J and the Gold Cups, and Brendan drummed for them. So I'm at a gig at the Whiskey with Top Jimmy. Okay, we're going to... I'm going to play... Yeah, we're going to... We Watt. Here at the Watt from Pedro show. Brother Matt, too busy. He's got a heft of stuff on. So that's one reason why I'm doing the show alone, even though I'm in Pedro. And he's going to go up to Oregon, too. And safe CC, Brother Matt. But we're going to play you where some songs from bands with Anchor in their name. Okay? And first off is Mr. Larry from the desert. I got to play in Joshua Tree last month, courtesy of him. And this is his new band called Pull Anchor, Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
Right, please excuse this language a little bit, yeah. Right, this is from the end, this is Anchorman spitting on his next track. Right, this is called Fudge, yeah. You get it. This is all about the boys not out, yeah. So be real. Me and my boys drinking ice, hanging under the bridge. Really want some, I think you did. But I'm getting Larry up for some anyways. Put my hoodie up, tie bandana on my face. Take it easy, they say. Like, boy, ease up. Ollie's up when he's got his knees up, begging to the battle, saying, yo, please stop. Joking, boys, calm it, but allow it. You know it's just talking shit, yeah, I might wanna hurt him just a little bit, but I'm the one with common sense. Bullshit, empty bottle, yeah, one more to go. Bars over there, yeah, rocking the show, letting them know we're up for a bit as well. Yeah, screw me down like you're in hell. I'm just holding me down in my hand, gonna give her a bell later when we got a plan. Sneak out, do some damage on the way, like Calvin screens and can't do spray. Let everyone know we're here last night. On your yard, yeah, waiting for a fight. Oh shit, cops, give me a fight. Head on the curb like 5-0. Good night, I'll bottle you like bottle of Sprat. Vodka on the rocks, knocking the block. Tip me off as I'm hitting the spot. Got an eye, I'll make two, just scream to the top. Like rhythm. Is it alright if I have a little bit of rhythm? Beat. Beat. It's all about the boys not out. Controversial stats now, won't you? Coming for me. Well, my crew's here waiting for you. It's all about the boys not out. Controversial stats now, won't you? Coming for me. Well, my crew's here waiting for you. It's alright if I have a little bit of rhythm there. Just put it on the top there. That's nice. That's real nice. Let's go, that beat. Go take the shoelace express. Get back to yours, I slide off your dress. Get back to you, your hair's in a mess. Chomping on those lips like egg and grist. Pull out a joint, smoke it down. She's smoking blue vein, choke it down. King of her tits and her face to the ground. Put my trousers up, empty her mouth. Sip a red coat, get the good taste out. Put me love, swings and roundabouts. Think of that, like that man. I told you either, she sound with a cat man. All about the beat and the ease up. All about the craze and the phase up. All about I spin you around like Anchorman. You know he's sound like Michael Jackson's back to you at. Tell me, young boy, are you alright? Hey, blood, leave him alone. Why'd you have to go show McCourtney Snoopy's bone? That's not real. Jesus, man. This was all about the thugs and the boys not out, yeah? Thank you. Anchorman's out.
Watt from Pedro Show. You just heard Truman Sleeps by the Anchorman. That might have been like news connotation. Nothing about anchor on a boat. But I don't know anything about the band, really. And maybe it's from the Jim Carrey movie. about some guy named Truman. I guess his whole life is film. I don't know. I could be wrong. My memory, I get jumbled up. I don't have the Smithsonian Institute categorical memory Mr. Brendan had. So I screwed things up. So anyway, before that we had Boys Night Out Thugs by Anchorman. And that's with a hyphen in between. Anchorman. and some rapping from England, huh? And before that, we had I'm Hungry, Make Me a Sandwich by Anchorman. One word. And there, some young men from Florida. Before that, we had Way Anchor doing Alcatraz. And started off with Mr. Larry and his buddy Leo, their new band, Pull Anchor, with Steam Station. Now, there's a cat I've been getting into really wild. Saxophone player. You know I'm partial to sax. Even though I can't play it, I have so much respect for it. It just sends me. You know. Especially via Mr. Coltrane. But there's a cat, now that I don't even think he made it to 30. His name was Karu Abe. And there's supposed to be some kind of dramatic film made in the middle 90s on his life. You know how loose those things are with the truth and stuff. But we do have some recordings of him. Not a lot. And Mr. Rourke said he's going to muster me up some more. He said he kind of found a parallel to him on the guitar from over there, too. But let's hear some of that right now. What from Pedro Show. Yeah. Watt from Pedro show. Okay. That was Kearu Abbey with Partidas Unfinished. Something live from March 1973. In fact, it was from a video. I could see the man doing this. I mean, what a... He put a lot of life in that horn. And I'll find out more about this this movie that, you know, is kind of based loosely on his life story, or at least he married a woman. She was a writer, and I don't know, something about their life said something about I don't know, the music scene, the bohemian, I don't know. Hell, I gotta see the movie. And then even that, you know, there's so much license taken, right? So yeah, I think the movie was called Endless Waltz by Koji Wakamatsu, sometime in the 90s, 1995 or something. I don't know. I should be able to find, I'm trying to look here, but I can't. Anyway, after at Wayland Sachs, we heard another cat from more nowadays, Otomo Yoshihira, and a song called Gazillion. No, I should say Gazelloni. Gazelloni. Yeah. I don't know. Oni means devil. A gazelle is kind of a... I don't know what it's about. But that's something live. And he was in a band called Ground Zero. And I did an interview with radio from Belgrade the other day, and he used to play over there in the 90s during the sanctions and stuff, and the Skocha, the man talking to me, told me they play there a lot, and said I should check this out. And yeah, pretty happening. Okay, enough. Yeah, I'm stuttering a lot on this show. Oh, a lot of gaps. I'm not retarded. I'm not well, not fully. I'm not Yo Paracho. It's just a weird time for me. Here's some more music. Watt from Pedro Show. That was Satan Was Born by Sonic Youth back when Bob Burt was on the drum. Ahead of that, we had Am I Real by the Coco Pellies. Greatest name ever. And Old Train by the Hoaxes before that. Started off with Narrative of Failures by by Spectral Machines. Got a little narrative failure here. And it's the end of the second hour, Watt from Pedro Show, October 13th, 2009 edition. Hold tight for hour three. October 13th, 2009. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you.
Thank you.
turn the world into a wrecking ball. I said, it takes time to lose it and to sing the blues, darling. Aren't you having fun? And ride the wave into the boiling sun.
Watt from Pedro Show. Start off the third hour there with A Leap Year 160 by Port O'Brien. Then we heard Nels Klein with a, what do you have there? It ended up being a quintet. You had Mr. Steve McKay on sax, I know that. I played an excerpt show before. And this is the final excerpt. There's three excerpts. He played about 22 minutes. And he was at the Shittin' Factory last month, a benefit for cancer research. Richie Haass, who got beaten by that crap. Great vibes player and drummer. Played with Saccharine Trust. Did his own solo stuff. Played with a lot of people. Zug's Rift and the Amazing Shitheads, among others. Yeah, dear cat, Richie. And anyway, Nels, he brought it to it, man. And he was conducting. It was an improvised set, but wow. Or I shouldn't say but. I said wow, period. Mr. Steve McKay was wow. And Nels was way into that. Man, you should have heard him talking after the gig. What's her name? There was a lady on alto, too. Bella? Oh, her name escapes me. But she was playing with severe injuries and was still blowing great. Both her and Steve together. Becca. Her name's Becca. Sorry, my apologies. I'm going to struggle with the memory. And then finally we heard Boiling Sun by Luke Lucas. I think maybe he's from Texas, but this was done in Lecce, the heel part of Italy, I think. One of those lepers projects. Great stuff coming out of there. Frog Women, stuff like that. Great situation scene. I remember, you know, I played in Otranto. No, Valpignano. It was supposed to be in Otranto, so it had to be about 30 miles away. But that was an incredible gig on me for a lot of reasons. It's in front of a cloister from like 700 or 800 years ago. But wow. You know, thinking about gigs and tours, man, I think about having Brendan there with me, you know, so he could talk about what was going down. God, his insights. It was great, I'll tell you. A great combination was when me, Raymond, and Brendan would be talking. All three of us. Wow. I'm not saying so much my part, but those two cats. And me just soaking it up. Here's a cat named Miguel. And he said, hey, what? Here's a cover of a cover. And he did a Creedence song, Don't Look Now. It ain't you or me, but he did it the Minuteman way. You find it on Double Nickels. I was thinking when I showed D Boone this way of, hey, maybe we can do it like this. D Boone said, yeah, like Curtis Mayfield.
It's for D Boone. Show it to a tree.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. Started off Perro Brahma. I should say that right. Perro Bravo. Not Brava. So, and Perro is dog in Spanish. Bravo. Maybe. Right? Yeah, we thought you did very good. Yeah, that's Miguel and his two buddies doing a version of a version of Creedence song. Don't Look Now. Then we heard Wanderings by the Workers. And then Lazy Daisy by the Higher Craft. And then the Higher Craft's bass player, Charlie Chug Noakes, did his own little odyssey there called Auntie Lizzie. Some cats from England. Higher Craft. Pretty trippy. You know what? I got a Desperate Bicycles. Speaking of England, this is a punk band from the old days. I got their 7-inch just by accident. Didn't even have a sleeve, you know, just a plain white sleeve, 7-inch. But I liked the name. And they turned out to be a trippy band. I stumbled upon one of their songs here. And it's got kind of like the punk philosophy that Brendan Mullen had, you know. There's even a Crass song that's about that. Just do it, you know. And this tune embodies a lot of that. Watt from Pedro show.
It was easy, it was cheap, go and do it.
Love or hate, 97, 98, we'd have bet we put a fist in your face or a flower in the face. motherfucker. I'm giving the advice. Fuck you, you see. Cut yourself with a blood and I'm just watching it bleed. So I'm dropping this shit. Buy a cell phone. Look at Chip, AJ, my little bro in Corleone. It's a Providence faction. Flip for the black, the brown, and the Anglo-Saxon. Those hating, I wish you would quit. You're making me sick. I fucked up. Odd, all that.
From Pedro Show started that off, that chunk, with Desperate Bicycles and a tune called Handlebars. Well, do it. And then some cats from Las Vegas, Nevada called Coast West Unrest. And the cat who sent me this said, yeah, this is our Minutemen kind of song. And they call it our punk rock. Which is the way it is, right? Each band's got their own idea. Great. Great. Autonomy of thought, you know? That's the template. Just go for it and find your own voice. Our punk rock. I like that. And then we heard Happy Now by Mind Grenade. And then Apolitical Song for Beyonce? Is that her name? R&B singer? Yeah. A Political Song for Beyonce to Sing by Lorna Doom. Now, this ain't Lorna Doom who plays bass for the Germs. This is a duet from back east. Right Coast. or Coast East. And then we heard Grunge Song Number 5 by You Name Us. They're from Ireland. I love that name. You Name Us. All run together, so like a unanimous. Unanimous. Okay. I know, I'm stressed. My humor, not on top of it. In fact, yeah, this might be commentary on the spiel here. Watch from Pedro.
I'm the guy who sucks. Everything I do just sucks. I don't try to suck. It just comes naturally. I play guitar, but I suck. I write these songs, but they suck. I try to sing, but I suck. And here's what it's like to suck. I went to a club the other night. I tried to dance, but I suck. So I gave that up real quick, because I didn't want people to think that I suck. So I went up and talked to this girl. She was the hardest one I could find. I wanted to look really cool. I wanted to roll in my eyes. I wanted to look really hot. I wanted to act like a pimp. So as soon as I opened my mouth, I just went limp. Trying to start a band, trying to start one that doesn't suck. Been trying for about 10 years now, cause everyone in LA sucks. I tell them it'll be really cool. I tell them I got these great songs. As soon as they hear one of them, they tell me something wrong.
Okay. Our last batch of tunes for this edition. Watt from Pedro Show. I Suck by Ian Fleming and the Secret Agents. Then we heard Robosexual by Testarossa. No. Testarossa. I don't know. Trippy. And then finally, Tower Storm Attack by God of Shamison. Yeah. This cat sent me their music and I wrote him back, hey, have you heard of Sanshin? That's kind of like a shamisen, but it's an Okinawa version. And the cat, the drummer man, wrote me back, Mark, and he said, well, our shamisen player's from the north of Japan, so maybe you don't know. That's okay. Somebody once told me, the only thing new is you finding out about it. How many times have I personally gone through that? And lots of times, though, pretty enlightening. Thinking a lot about Brendan Mullen. Yeah, the awkward, nervous laughs in some ways is to try to get over on the sadness that's on me and the shock, kind of. But if I'm going to learn anything about it, it's like, I got to do. That's why I got 11, 12 albums in the pipeline now. Everybody, thank you for listening. It's been the October 13, 2009 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.